in a peer-to-peer mastermind group that I have was the guy that bought business.com for $100,000, and everybody thought he was nuts till he sold it for $7 million. Well, it wasn't so nuts anymore. So sometimes you got to be willing to roll the dice pretty hard, or at least have a thick skin to say, this, the upside is so huge. Let's give it a whirl, and it may not work out. And, you know, like I said, two or three successful, four or five moderately successful, and a whole bunch of them highly educational.
Yeah. Well, it's so I got a couple questions on that. It sounds like it's like a barbell strategy, if I were to describe it that way, like big wins, going for big wins, a lot of opportunities. So casting the net and then just looking for the big win. And as long as you have one big windfall, it covers, say, the loss of any of the other smaller bets you're making.
Well, for sure. And also, you just never know what you're going to like. For example, I was part of a group that orchestrated a five company.